You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show on the Michigan Talk Network, the home of More Talk Now. Sitting in for Steve today is Scott Bertram.
Birthday to one of the best, Dickie Betts from the Allman Brothers Band. He turned 75 years old today. Get that right. Dickie Betts, one of the great rock guitar players ever. That early stuff where Dickie Betts is playing with Duane Allman. Ooh, that's not too bad. Jessica, the lengthy instrumental co-written by Dickie Betts, you heard right there. And of course, Duane Allman tragically died in a motorcycle crash, I believe, but Dickie Betts with the Allman Brothers for a long, long time until they basically stopped playing, about 2-3 years ago. Dickie Betts, 75 years old today for Dickie Betts from the Allman Brothers Band. We heard Jessica. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks for joining us. And an old friend, an old buddy, an old pal, Dan Gaynor from the Media Research Center, Vice President of Business and Culture, MRC.org, Newsbusters.org. Dan Gaynor joins us here on the Steve Gruber Show. Dan, how the heck are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Merry Christmas to you and to everybody listening. It's always good to get a twofer here. Go do this show and also say hello to you.
It's wonderful to talk to you once again, Dan. I was just over at your Twitter page, and I got to ask, what are we going to do if Slate writers go on strike? Where will we turn for our hot takes?
Well, there's always Salon.
I suppose that's true, yes.
Yeah, it's hilarious that they're apparently, for people to realize this, Slate actually looks like it's going to go on strike because Slate is bigoted and too white. So on the same day we hear news that there's a new study comes out about journalism, the journalism in general is too white and too male. So basically, the industry that's all the time telling conservatives are racist and bigoted is racist and bigoted. Just like Hollywood, which is racist and bigoted, because we've gone through Oscars too white and Oscars too male and Oscars too this and that. And Hollywood's constantly complaining, and then we find out, oh, yeah, by the way, if you're a woman, or maybe even if you're Terry Crews, you get sexually harassed or sexually assaulted or raped. These are the great icons of media, and it turns out they're basically garbage, and then they spend all of their time attacking the right, saying that we're bad people.
Hey, speaking of the Oscars, I got to ask you, who's going to host? I think it's got to be Siri. Siri has never sent a bad tweet. Siri has never had a bad thought. Siri is the perfect Oscars host.
Well, I mean, I figure that ultimately it's got to be somebody who is, thoroughly loved by the left. So it's got to be, and of course, brainless. So I suggest Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Well, the name that I saw yesterday, now this is one of those stories, I saw it at NBC News, so that's, the first strike against it, but the second strike is it's one of those stories where someone saw three tweets and thought it would be a good idea to write a story about it, but NBC News is pushing Wanda Sykes to host. Like, Wanda Sykes, she called Rush Limbaugh the 20th terrorist on 9/11.
Oh, yeah, you remember, but what they've done, because, of course, the Oscars chose somebody who was black and male, but also had said negative things about gay people.
Yeah,
because he said he didn't want his son to grow up gay. So by picking Wanda Sykes, you pick somebody who's black and female and gay, and so they figure that insulates them. They might as well just pick Joy Reid. She's not gay, but she can say whatever she wants apparently about gay people, and nobody holds her to it.
That's right. And if she does say something wrong, it's only because someone had hacked her years ago.
But magically, she never really went to the FBI and that whole investigation sort of never happened.
Yes.
This is, MSNBC, it's got Al Sharpton, it's got a show. It's might as well just call it the anti-Semitic hour.
Dan Gaynor, Media Research Center. Let's talk about what happened yesterday. Google's CEO testifying before the House Judiciary Committee. What did you learn by watching in?
That, you know, powerful, expensive PR people taught Sundar Pichai the art of dodgeball. <that's>, you know, they basically threw a lot of stuff at him from left and right. And so the first thing I would say is Pichai denied that there's bias against conservatives. He hemmed and hawed 21 separate times about China. 21!
Yeah.
About them creating a censored search engine for China, which, hey, by the way, folks, if they'll create a censored search engine for China, what does that mean about the censored search engine that you're looking at? So there's that. Here's the real takeaway. It isn't even from him. It's from Jerry Nadler, who is the Democrat leader of the committee. The committee's all changing. I mean, every Democrats take over in January. He doesn't even believe there's discrimination against conservatives. So don't look from anything from the House side, which means they've already put their flag in the ground that they're going to defend, shockingly, Jerry's number one supporter. he gets more money from Alphabet, that's Google's parent company, than he gets from anybody. I am just stunned that Jerry doesn't want us criticizing Google.
Now, was that a one-day thing? Is he back today, Pichai?
No, I think it's just a one-day thing. I mean, I will say this about the members of Congress, because they've taken a lot of heat, and even some of the tech writers were saying this, that they asked more intelligent, more informed questions. Clearly, they've learned how the Internet works enough to ask, and that's on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
One of the realities of being a member of Congress is you usually job out how your social media is done to younger staffers, which means you don't know how Twitter works necessarily, or you don't use Facebook, and you don't. So that does insulate you a lot how these platforms work.
Yeah.
And you end up asking not so great questions. When it's been on, some of the people, House or Senate, some of them have gotten it. Jim Jordan, Ted Cruz, and others, but by and large, they did a lot better yesterday.
And I just saw this on Newsbusters. The Google Assistant, you've seen a lot about this, planning to offer you audio news, and what's their sources? The New York Times and the Washington Post. So at the same time, they're trying to kind of tamp down these accusations of bias and that they're partnering with these news organizations to give to be the providers for news on the Google Assistant.
Well, and at the same time, it came out yesterday, and this came from Breitbart, and it was based on leaked emails that Google actively tried to take down Breitbart and damage its company and its advertising. Breitbart's been under advertising attack by the left for a while, but that Google did this as sort of an organized effort. It's terrifying the problem here is Sundar Pichai used a term yesterday. It's just a complete lie. I mean, number one lie is that they operate with transparency. Hmm. And no, they don't. They're a massive company that all of its powerful stuff is done behind the scenes. They do these algorithms, they change hundreds of times a year that modify how you search for things.
Dan, hard break here. I got to break in. Appreciate it. Newsbusters.org, MRC.org, my old pal Dan Gaynor here on The Steve Gruber Show.
You know what your family enjoys, so this year do your holiday shopping at Not Just Guns in Mason. Not Just Guns sells hundreds of new and used guns, as well as ammo, scopes, optics, suppressors, NFA items, AR accessories, and gift cards. Can't find what you're looking for? Not Just Guns will make you a custom order to ensure you get what you want. Don't just shop anywhere this holiday season. Come to Not Just Guns in Mason and get the service you deserve.
I'm Mike Green, owner of Not Just Guns on Cedar Street and 127 in Mason. Come to Not Just Guns in Mason and get the service you expect. With years of experience and a passion for firearms, Not Just Guns is easy to get to and even easier to do business with. Come see us on Cedar Street, just off 127. Check us out on the web at notjustguns.com.
Hard to buy for a relative on your list? Gift cards now available at Not Just Guns. It takes a degree in electronics just to work on your truck. You have to boot up 3 monitors to start planting. And watching TV? Well, that requires 4 different remotes. Yep, it's not the best time for people who enjoy simple. But we're doing our part to change that. Corteva Agriscience, the agriculture division of Dow DuPont, introduces the all-new True Choice offer. Now, this is simple. When you buy Pioneer brand seed, you earn Corteva cash that's immediately available for you to redeem at your crop protection retailer. Use that Corteva cash on more than 100 crop protection products. That's it. No waiting for a rebate, no digital fingerprinting necessary. Just a straightforward offer in an overly complicated world. Ask your local Pioneer sales representative or your crop protection retailer about True Choice. New, simple,